For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas. As new COVID-19 cases begin to rise again in the state, Montana's large counties say the COVID vaccine will not be available to those in Phase 1B for at least the next few weeks due to uncertain vaccine supply. Gallatin City County Health Officer Matt Kelly said the county is adapting its vaccine plan to match Governor Greg Gianforte's revisions in a press conference last Friday. Gianforte recently announced changes to the state's vaccination plan to prioritize the elderly and those with underlying health conditions over frontline essential workers. Gallatin Health Officer Kelly said although there were benefits in the original plan, Gallatin County supports the new priorities.
But I also think it's important that people understand we don't have enough vaccine to go around. So these choices have trade-offs. It's completely reasonable and probably smart to think through and to be emphasizing people based on age and their health conditions.
The new plan involves vaccinating approximately 250,000 people statewide, as opposed to the original 90,000. Hospitals across the state are still busy vaccinating medical personnel in Phase 1A. Zachary Benoit, in community relations at Billings Clinic, says demand is very high, but they're administering the vaccine as fast as possible.
When we're going at a full clip, we can do about 100 vaccines an hour. That's obviously if everything's going perfect, we've got everybody lined up, but we've seen it work that efficiently.
Hospitals also began administering second doses last week from a separate allocation. Major hospitals report that while it's been logistically difficult to set up vaccine distribution and tracking so quickly, the process is going well. Some parts of Montana did move into their next phase of vaccines last week. The Chippewa Cree, Blackfeet, Crow, Northern Cheyenne, and Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes wrapped up healthcare worker vaccinations and began vaccinating elders in the tribal nations. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.